so good.
Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Hello and good morning to you. Thank you for tuning my way this morning. And may we sit together in the heavenly places as we begin our broadcast. And I'm so glad for you that you've opened your homes, your convalescent places, maybe just driving down the road. But anyhow, I trust today that the broadcast will be a very rich blessing to you. All right, let's do this song right here. It says, Call Me Gone.
Call me a dreamer, 'cause I call it mine. Heaven, I don't care. Call me crazy, for I'm so homesick for it, yet I have never been there. Call me a stranger, 'cause that's all I am. I know I don't belong. Call me anything, but when he calls me, call me gone. Yes. Call me gone, I'll be leaving. Call me gone, you'll be grieving if you left here without Jesus to call on. Just call me gone, there's no more heartaches. Call me gone, that's all it takes. Just wasn't one of them. But I was smart enough one day to let Jesus Christ become the Lord of my life, and I called it quits to a whole lot of sinning. And because of that commitment, well, some folks think I'm funny. They laugh, call me foolish, and let them go ahead and laugh. Because you see, that don't really bother me at all. For even a fool can see the shape this world's in, she's just about to fall. But as long as I let Jesus call the shots, why, I got nothing to worry about. And when that goal is called up yonder, don't you call me, 'cause I'll not be here, because I'm gonna be gone. Just call me gone. Oh, I'll be leaving. Call me gone. You'll be grieving if you're left here without Jesus to call on. Heartaches, call me gone. That's all it takes. It's for me to hear him call me gone. Yeah, when Jesus calls for me, just call me gone.
You know, I don't know about you, but I just about everywhere I look and everywhere I go, I recognize that people that I've known in the past, people I've worshiped with, people who has worshiped together, and we've had such a great time together, but they've gone on, and we never know when our time's coming. But I do believe the Bible says the point of the man wants to die, but after death, the judgment. So today, I trust that you're ready to meet God, because as I told the gentleman this week, hey, we're all going to die. God has given us appointed time, and one day we'll slip from this life, and it's good to know that when we slip from this life that we have a better life to come. Well, let's go right now and do this song for you. Martha and I is going to do this one, and this one says, I'll meet you in the morning.
I'll meet you in the morning by the wide riverside, where I saw portals when the gates open wide. the close of life's long, weary day. I'll meet you in the morning with a how do you do, and we'll sit down by the river.
Song in the box, but I feel like playing this song for you. You know me, I like to hear Jimmy Davis sing, and he says sings this song, and I think it's a great one. It said, "At the last homecoming."
Is this the last homecoming? The last homecoming. Will this be the last time we'll come and gone. It's homecoming time. I walked across the ground today, the same ground where as a child I used to run and play. And there all alone, accompanied by 10,000 memories of bygone days, a strange feeling, nobody home. And there I wondered if this would be the last homecoming. And a voice from somewhere seemed to say, "No, Jimmy, there'll be another. The biggest one of all, one that will never end, on God's golden shore, where we'll meet and part no more. On that glorious day, when all tears shall be wiped away, when the trumpet sounds and God calls his children from far and near to come home, where we'll say hello to never say goodbye, at that great homecoming in the sky.
There's gonna be a homecoming, a big homecoming, when we all
The homecoming in heaven is going to be like, but I'm sitting here kind of dramatizing in my mind. We meet with homecoming. What a great time as a child and as I grew up and going, having dinner and meeting with old friends, chatting, and someone saying, hey, where is so-and-so? Well, they've done passed from this life, or maybe they're in a convalescent home, or maybe sick and can't come. But at that homecoming, my friend, there'll be nothing that will keep us from being at that homecoming. If we've been born again through and by the blood of Jesus Christ, you're talking about a homecoming. That's going to be a great one. Well, I don't know about you, but I love to hear Jimmy Davis sing that song. It really brings back a lot of memories. We want to go now and do one Martha and I do, and this one says, I'm free. For so long, I have searched for life's meaning in sway by the world and all my dreams. In the door of my prison was opened by him, and now, praise the Lord, I am free.
Jesus and me, now we're found friend, and so did the end. It's Jesus and me. Forever I'll sing of His great love for me. Forever I'll tell it on land and on sea. I'll stay by His side, contented I'll be for all of my life. It's Jesus and me. I know that I can depend upon my newfound friend, and so to the end, it's Jesus and me.
Ago, that book said, just hold on just a little bit tighter. Well, I want to talk to you just a little bit and encourage you. I sometimes when I'm doing a broadcast, we try to do what the people enjoy, but yet we try not to be people pleasers, don't get me wrong. We try to mind the Lord, but I know a lot of people like preaching, a lot of people like singing, but we like to make the broadcast interesting and enjoyable so that you will enjoy it. I've always said this, if I don't enjoy it, then you don't enjoy it. And the things I do, if I like them, I feel like you like them. And we try to do what God wants us to do. And this morning I just feel like that I need to talk and ask you just a plain, point-blank question. Why sink when you can swim? Now, have you ever thought about it? There's not too many things that I've ever seen that couldn't swim. I mean, you could throw them out in the water and somehow or another they always swim. Well, this morning I want to take you to the master of problems and the master of trouble. And that was Job. According to the Bible, Job, I guess the most miserable man of the Bible, he faced more things in life than the ordinary person. He lost all that he had. He lost all his family, lost all the cattle. He lost about everything. And yet he said, though he slay me, yet I'm going to serve him. But in Job 23:10, here's what Job said. But he knoweth the way that I take. And when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. Now, my friend, that's really confidence in God. That's really confidence in knowing that regardless of any circumstances and any situation, God is there. Just hold on to Jesus and ride out your storm, because that's what Job did. Job said, though he slay me, yet I'm going to serve him. And you know, he said, I don't care what's going to happen to me, I'm going to come forth as pure gold. You see, God's always working in your behalf. And in Psalms 18, this is what David said. As for God, his ways are perfect. The word of the Lord is tried or has been proved. He is the buckler of all those that trust him. An elderly lady one time, a pastor went into a home and to read the scripture to her, he reached over, picked up her Bible, and in that Bible it had a big T and a big P. And he asked her, said, ma'am, what does that mean? And she said, well, everywhere you see the T, that means it's been tested, and everywhere you see the P, that means it's been proved. And my friend, there's a Bible said that we're foreseeing that we are compassed about with such a great cloud of witnesses. There's other people that's come our way, then there's other people that's gone our way, and other people that trusted and depended upon the Lord. When you stop to think about it, who else can you depend upon? Who else can be a friend like Jesus? Who else can be the trouble solver in the time of all your pain and the trouble of all your heartache? You know, I make a statement so many times, and I think it would be good for you to remember this, that my problem and my warfare is not to defeat the devil. My warfare and my trouble is to believe that he's already been defeated. And many times I have trouble with that. I struggle with that. But I just turn it over to the Lord. After all, I take my burdens to the Lord, And I just leave them there. He'll take care of them. You say, well, preacher, you mean you never worry? No, no, don't let anybody tell you that we don't never worry. We have concerns, we have worries, we have problems, we have troubles, we have heartaches in our life. But Jesus Christ is the problem solver. So he said in Psalms 31 and 15, my time are at my end, my times are in thy hands. You know, a lot of things, God allows things to work in our life, not that he's tempting us, but that he's testing us. Maybe he's getting us ready for a bigger battle. I believe that when David went up against the giant, you know, out there in the wilderness. Well, I saw a cripple. He was dragging his feet. He could not walk as I do down the street. I said, my friend, I feel sorry for you. Well, he sat up in heaven. I'm gonna walk just like you. I'll see all my friends in Hallelujah Square. What a wonderful time we're all gonna have up there. We'll sing and praise Jesus, his glory we'll share. And you'll not see one cripple on Hallelujah Square. Well, I saw a blind man. He's tapping along. He's pressing his way as he moves toward the throne. I said, my friend, I feel so sorry for you, but he said up in heaven, I'm going to see just like you. Well, I saw an old man, and he's grasping for the last breath. I knew that very soon his eyes would be closed in death. But he said, my son, don't feel sorry for me. Cause you see, up in heaven, there'll be no death, no crying, no sighing for me. I'll see all my friends up on Hallelujah Square, and what a wonderful time we'll all have up there. We'll sing, we'll praise Jesus, his glory we'll share, and you'll not see one sad one in Hallelujah Square. You'll not see what happened in Hallelujah Square.
Well, we don't want to forget us. A lot of people in the Beckley area here and around know that family, so let's continue to pray for him. And if we've forgotten a name that we ought to mention, we could mention many, many names. We have a lot of sickness, a lot of afflictions, a lot of problems in our country today, and we certainly do appreciate you helping this preacher maintain this radio ministry and keeping it coming into the homes of the families and the convalescent places. We never know where the gospel is going. We never know who is hearing the gospel and what is being done through and by the means of radio. But we are certainly glad for that. We're not only heard here on the radio, but we're also heard on shortwave, 39 different stations across our lands. We've heard on internet and many different places. So what we're doing for God is not being done in vain, and it's being done because you have helped and you have supported. So we're thankful for that, and we're always remembering you in prayer. Let's pray. Father, we thank you today for your love and your tender care. Thank you, Lord, that you thought enough of us one day to send your only begotten Son, that he might die upon a cross, that we might have life. But not only have life, but we might have life and have it more abundantly. We're glad today for that abundant life. We pray for the sick. We pray for the shut-in. We pray for that one, God, right now, who is kneeling and asking for forgiveness of sin. Somehow or another, Lord, may we pray with them. May we be their point of contact, that we might touch God for every need. Touch this broadcast. Thank you for those that have given. Every dollar, Lord, that's been given to this broadcast has been given for a great cause, the cause of the gospel of Jesus Christ. There is no greater cause or no greater reason, and we thank you for that. Thank you for being God. Thank you for being all that you are to us. And on my listening audience said, amen and amen.
He saw me and he brought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew him, and all my love is to him. He clutched me to victory beneath the cleansing
listening today. Thank you for all that you do. Continue to pray for us. Stand with us in this ministry that we might reach across the airway and reach some soul for Christ. Because remember, there is always something to believe in, and that something is truly Jesus Christ. Goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and/or music...